Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here with us this morning. It's nice to have a little company. It's Hope
Where are
Day.
You?
I'm right here.
No, you're not.
There I am.
Why are you on camera?
I don't know. I just decided I'd lay back a little bit.
All right. I'm doing
break.
That, too.
Oh. All right. You know what? I'm doing that, too.
Just going to take a one break. Yeah, there we go. We're all watching. We're all on Facebook Messenger. Nicole's staying on. Thanks, Nicole. Thank you for remaining. Hey, couple things that we're doing at RadioAlice.com. That's our station website, and we need the hits. That's always fun. RadioAlice.com. /hero, we've been telling you about that. That's local heroes, people who are out there on the front lines. We've been highlighting them. You can see their stories and actually listen to their segments. Bryn's been working hard putting that up there. There's something else called radioalice.com/local. So this is a list of open businesses in your county. So you go to radioalice.com/local, and if you are a business and you're deemed essential and you are open, please email us. lovelocal@radioalice.com, or you can DM our Alice at 973 Instagram, because we want to get your info to our listeners. There's a whole list of open businesses in your county at radioalice.com/local. Hit the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I should begin with, while in some spots it won't be as warm as yesterday, we still expect plenty of sunshine today. So another nice day.
Yeah, it was a very nice day yesterday.
In the forecast... We have rain expected for the weekend, like almost like all weekend. In fact, into the beginning of next week, we've got rain.
Well, as long as it translates into snow, I guess that's.
I don't think it will. In fact, let me see. I can pull that up. I'm using the new app.
There's a new app for weather?
Yes, there's a new one that's supposedly the one you got to have. Oh, there does look like there's a little bit of snowfall possible for Sunday and Monday, but rain, it's top of mountain stuff probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. I didn't think we'd see any snow out of it. Feels like late in the season, and then I guess I've just been busy with, do I have corona? I wake up every morning and go, oh no, I got it.
Right, my throat, oh no. Right. And then I'm up for a few minutes and I go, no, I guess that was just, dry sleeping throat, I guess. I guess right. I'm all right.
That when you're in your bed, your mind can do crazy things to you.
Uh-huh. That is true. That's where all the crazy thinking happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me begin with a quick update. The Bay Area's shelter in place has been extended through May 3rd. So if you hadn't heard that is the latest information as far as...
May 3rd, huh?
May 3rd. That's the official word now. We also finally got the official word, at least here in California, that school will not go back in this... It's hard to say this year because I know there's a new school year. It's this school year.
This school year is off. As far as they're concerned, nobody's going to school the rest of the year.
Not going back to school, not here in California. So, you know, you'll finish your classes, but you'll finish them from home.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's been sort of amazing watching the schools step up. I know your daughter's doing it from home, and we talked to a lady yesterday who's, you know, they're scrambling. They're figuring out a way to continue to offer school. And I wonder how this is going to change the reality going forward. Like, this is, you know, if it works for a family, this might be a pretty convenient way. Like, even people, you know, they say they're homeschooled, and this might actually open up some opportunities for people who, although I suppose, you know, homeschooling, maybe they don't want you to have any contact with anybody. I don't know.
It's a huge struggle. I'll tell you what we've experienced is, first of all, when I texted, I think I read that last night, maybe right before bed, the school year is over as far as going back to classes. I texted that to the missus, and she said, good, I wasn't sending her back either way. And I just thought, oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, there's that. Which
right.
Is,
well, it's safer to be at home right now.
Except that it's hard. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, yesterday there was a point because the baby wouldn't nap where the missus was like, this was around 4 p.m. and it was clear she was at
her wit's end.
She was at the end. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me take the kids for a drive. And so I scooped them up.
You must have saved her life. I can feel the relief washing over me.
Well, and so she slept for an hour. Like, I thought she was going to, I didn't know what she was going to do at the time. She passed out. So when we came back, you know, we were gone for an hour. But when we came back, she popped up and was like, oh, right. I can't believe it. I lost the whole hour to sleep. But, you know. It's just that my point is
sometimes that's what you need.
Being trapped with the kids ain't easy. And under, you know, in your head, it sounds great. Yeah, we'll homeschool. Mm. But if you're working from home too, and you got other stuff going on, homeschooling's a bitch.
You know, I'm actually thinking too that this could really ruin sick days for kids too. Like going forward, say, oh, you got a little cough, you got a stomach ache. Well, that's okay. Just join us on the virtual classroom. We'll be checking to make sure you're there.
Yeah.
And your mom will be too from her work.
Good point.
Well, I know, technology.
I really enjoyed the call that we got in yesterday from that lady. I think, was she the principal of the school or?
She was. It was a very small private school. I think it was St. Catherine's in Martinez.
And that was, it sounds like they've got everything handled and with K through eighth grade, I think she said. And that's the number correct. Was 100-something students. That is a tiny little school.
Yeah, a little
and a bad
school.
Example of, for this purpose, it's a bad example of how difficult it is to get up and running with these at-home classes.
Because it's small, right, exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah,
those
super
are tiny
manageable.
Little classes.
I think other schools who were probably hearing that were going, those class sizes can't be more than 10 per class.
Right.
That's most places would be like, I wish.
I know. When you go to a place, you know, a school in the city or someplace more thickly settled, that, you know, or a public school where there's thousands of students,
right,
that and hundreds of teachers, that's a lot.
Probably not going as smoothly for them as it was for
for St. Catherine's.
Right. Anyway, so the shelter in place has been extended through May 3rd, so that's an important thing to note. Also, newly tightened restrictions include mandatory social distancing when operating essential businesses, and the closure of non-essential aspects of essential businesses. So you're going to need to look at these rules. In some cases, there are stories where police have shown up to a place and said, this is not essential.
Yeah, you need to close. That's
it's
tough. That's, you know, when people are like, F it, I don't want to go under and I'll take a chance. And then there's someone who comes along and says, no one gets to take chances. Get out of here.
It is tough. Yeah, I can't even imagine. I told you, I have two friends who have small businesses and both of them are dealing with layoffs and furloughs and they want to work. They want to sell. They want to be there, and yet they're having to take phone calls and do business sort of privately.
Right.
Anyway, playgrounds, dog parks, public picnic areas, and other shared recreational spaces like rock climbing walls must close down immediately. So your dog park, which is your probably for many a lifeline, it's the place they have to go daily to let their dog get their
exercise.
That's closed.
Yeah.
Going forward. Here's the deal.
In this area, we do have some open space if you can get to it. But again, like you were saying, you know, you're on these trails and somebody's coming toward you. You know, you're sort of in the same boat you'd be in on a sidewalk.
Yeah, it's
no place to go.
Right. I mean, what we were watching was groups of people coming up against each other, and I couldn't even watch. I was like, I don't even know how they're going to get through this. But a lot of spaces are being. I went up to the track near the high school, at the high school near my house, and there were 20 people out there. I just went, okay, I can't run, not here anyway, and no. I had to go find another spot.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's tough, and I swear that there's just more people than ever out because we just are doing anything to get out of our houses. Like, even just the little drive we took up through the hills, I was like, holy cow. You never see anybody on these roads, but everyone's just like, oh, God, the rain stopped. I got to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I get it. I have the same feeling.
Right.
This is from Santa Clara County Health Officer Sarah Cody.
Hi, Sarah Cody.
I want to be very clear about the overall goal we're trying to achieve with these new restrictions. The goal is to decrease to the greatest extent possible the average number of contacts each of us has every day.
Oh,
period.
That's a nice way of putting it. That's interesting.
That's it. So there's the goal. Now you all know.
All right.
As little contact as possible with the outside world, please. Let's see here. And one of the issues that we're dealing with, as they say, the peak will be like April 15th.
Okay.
Because there's a 2-week, I don't know, what do you call that? An incubation?
Yeah.
Period. Because there's a 2-week incubation period, so many of us are walking around not knowing whether or not we've got it, often convincing ourselves we do when we don't, but in other cases being like, I guess, not careful enough.
Right. I mean, that's the problem, is that apparently while it's incubating, it's transmissible. So so they're saying April, did you say April 12th, April 15th?
April that's, 15th there what do they call that? A projection peak.
So that's like when they think that the top of the curve will happen, and thereafter, mm-hmm. if we all stay isolated and do our part, then it goes down from there. Okay.
So there's that. Use of playgrounds, dog parks, public picnic areas, similar recreation areas are prohibited going forward. Use of shared public recreational facilities such as golf courses, tennis courses, basketball courts, pools, rock walls, prohibited. That's going to be rough in the summer. No pools for the kids.
Mm.
And yet...
No, anything for the kid. I mean, that's rough. I mean,
oh, man.
Who hasn't taken their kid to the playground to burn off some steam?
Right. I passed one of the neighbor kids from down the street as he was walking over to the basketball court. And I said, oh, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he was like, I'm okay. How are you? And I said, I'm okay. And he said, man, this quarantine's tough.
Poor thing.
And I was thinking, yeah, you know, if you're 9, 10, quarantine is tough.
Yeah, you want to play with your friends and run around and do cartwheels and be a goofy ass kid.
The newer additions to these ordered sort of the new directives are most construction, residential and commercial, now prohibited. I'd seen a bunch of people still working construction.
Yes.
It looks like they're going to stop that.
No, there's definitely been construction still going on. And, you know, I was even talking with our contractor, Richard Dick of Dick and Chumley. He was saying, yeah, you know, we're already wearing masks and gloves. So we've been working on this one job. And I haven't talked to him since this new order came down. But yeah, I thought to myself, that doesn't seem like something they're going to allow to go on for long.
No, and unfortunately, that's, you know, most people feel like, hey, I don't need the government. I'm a grown up. I don't need my government to parent me. And yet, if you've, I drove by a lunch place near a construction spot by my house, and all the construction guys were having lunch outside that spot, sitting right next to each other. So, right. And I guess they're together all day, so they probably feel like, what are we going to sit 6 feet apart for at lunch? We've been together all afternoon. All morning, I mean. So, yeah, that's...
And then they go home and see their families, and their families see the people that they see, and mm-hmm. that's how it spreads.
Looks like, well, you don't seem to be drinking more than usual, but boy, the Bay Area is like 42% more than usual now that
really?
We're confined to our homes. Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, I'm drinking less.
Well, you're always weird about things. I mean, it seems yeah. to me like...
Thanks.
If you're not someone with a problem, why wouldn't you have that 11 o'clock beer or whiskey?
I think I don't have it because I'm not somebody with a problem. So it doesn't really occur to me.
Don't you think a vodka rocks sounds good around 10:15 a.m.?
I don't, because, you know, I find that and the reason one of the reasons I'm not drinking on the weekend is, you know, I'm not hanging with there's no stimulation around me, like, you know, a couple beers and a puzzle and you're just like, okay, well, it's 8:22, I'm gonna go to bed now. And I just, you know, I want to stay up late on the weekends.
Couple beers and a puzzle.
You know, that's my excitement, Bryn. I don't need any crap from you. What are you doing? But, like, you know, I guess you've got a little kid, so maybe they're putting on shows for you or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, if only shows were the thing. I mean, ugh. Yuck. Kids. I mean,
they're
awesome.
Yes,
kids.
Oh, that's so great.
Hey, sure. This last thing on coronavirus, and then I'll do some fast facts or something else. The CDC and Dr. Anthony Fauci say the government is strongly considering recommending that Americans wear masks in public, not surgical masks, but cloth masks, which can be made right at home. I know Sarah's made a bunch of them, and those were posted to your Instagram yesterday, and I was you couldn't hear me from this distance, but I was applauding you loudly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, and I think that the bulk of the people who were whipping out their sewing machines, we're not selling these things. I'm not going to sell them. I started with my neighborhood. And if you've got a sewing machine, they're really easy. A million tutorials online. They don't take much. Go for it and, you know, be a little hero in your neighborhood, too.
So they're talking about cloth masks, which aren't effective at preventing you from getting the virus, although I believe anything that blocks your air holes could help.
Yep.
But they do say it can help prevent you from spreading the virus if you had it. So that's one reason to wear a mask.
If everybody had them on, then that would be, you know.
Right. You may helpful. Not know you have it. Tests are hard to come by. And apparently they hurt. They actually stick a stick into your brain.
Yeah. They, as Drake said, they actually go all the way up into your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So.
They test your feelings. Let's see how you're feeling today.
There is a risk of the mask becoming contaminated, though, which would increase your chances of getting you infected. So
okay.
That's why this recommendation isn't official. And I don't know. I imagine washing the thing often would help, right?
Well, I actually think you got to think of them as single use. Like, I'm going to make enough that anytime anybody leaves this house, they have one on. And when they come in, you know, we have our own. You sound like you have a pretty good set up for coming into the house and sort of decontaminating yourself and showering.
Well, yeah, we've
and dropping
moved
the
cars
clothes.
Out of the garage, and we're using the garage as the first
staging
entry
area.
Point, right?
So we have a side door, and that's right by the laundry machine. And I'm saying, come in that way, leave your shoes, your outerwear, any clothes, and your mask. So we're going to just start laundering them regularly, that they won't get used more than once outside the house. If we, you know, if we can.
Oh, geez. I'm out of time to even do the fast facts. All right, I'll do some fast facts next time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys text. And we want you to text us, please. It's our line to the outside world as
yeah.
we've all been quarantined or self-isolated for 2.5 weeks. Let's see. Costco dang, it just got updated and I lost what I was doing.
Oh,
hold on.
Darn it.
Costco.
I hate
Costco employee
system.
is seriously sick with it. In the hospital, we are not immune. There are more of us sick. It's just not in the media. We are around the
general populace.
Around these employees.
Oh, around these. Oh, right. Around these employees that are sick and we are not getting tested. They tell us if you are concerned, call your own doctor and let them know. Does this make sense? I don't know. You know, I mean, I can't tell you, and this probably isn't even the time to say it, but I feel very fortunate that we're able to work from home. But if we weren't, I'd be going to work. I would. I need my paycheck. I just need it. There's no, so I understand what you're saying about the Costco situation. That's a tough spot to be in, but I would, if you can afford to not, then I guess don't, but.
Well, I mean, if you had the option, I mean, the thing is, a lot of people are, you know, they don't even have that option. They're like, I need that paycheck. I will go to work. I would go to work, and there's no work for me. And unfortunately, you know, if they're sick with it, now they're doing Instacart, or now they're, you know, doing some other kind of delivery thing, or picking up whatever gig work they can. And, you know, that's I think that's a large part of the problem, is that people who are infected who can't afford to not be out there. We all need to just, and this is where I think any kind of assistance that the government might be offering would come into play. You know, people whose lives might go under if they don't go to work.
Right. 925 says, Vinny, schools being closed sucks for the kids and the parents.
Yes.
But no one is talking about the seniors class of 2020. My daughter Kristen's prom has been canceled, senior trip, and possibly graduation. This is a terrible year for the 2020 graduation class.
That's, yeah, it's
Bob and Napa.
It sucks. We're all missing out on stuff. You know, I feel your daughter and all to all the graduates. Yeah, it sucks. And as you go through life, you'll see that, you know, there are plenty of ways that this can suck. I mean, imagine someone who's been planning a wedding for a year and, you know, someone who's going to lose their house because they're not going to be able to make their payments. Like, there's a lot of suckage going on. But yours specifically, yeah, that's awful. I'm very sorry.
I am so bummed for my daughter. This is her senior year in high school. There's another
that,
one.
That just sucks, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that when you're young, the things that are important to you, they change dramatically as you get older, but that might be high on the... I didn't want to go to graduation at all. Right. I mean, I wanted to graduate, sorry, but I didn't...
The ceremony
didn't mean anything to me, and Mr. Brenner made me and Jason Sisko sit right next to him because he thought we were going to make trouble.
Well, so, you were. You were stoned out of your mind. And
I was you that's
know,
true.
Basically had to babysit you at your graduation. Let's just make it so you guys make it out of the school today, because I never want to see you again. That was basically what he was thinking.
Oh, it's so
you
very
know, it,
true.
It sucks because your senior year, you have sort of, you know, you're a kid. You've aimed your whole thing to, like, you're the king and queen of the school at this point, right? You're the upperclassman. This is your year. You waited so long to you know, you rule the school. And now you don't. You're at home with your mom or dad or, you know, what, your stupid brother and sister. So
right.
I feel you. It totally sucks. But look, in the grand scheme of things, you know, this is going to be my son was saying yesterday, he goes, I'm going to tell my grandkids about this, you know, the 2020 quarantine. Like, this is going to be our story that we take forward with us. And, you know, as much as it sucks to miss your prom, you'll be telling your grandchildren about it someday.
I hope that's the case. I hope this isn't such a regular thing in our future life that we are, that this one doesn't stand out.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope this one stands out.
Right.
I hope this is a once-in-a-lifetime quarantine.
And with that, what's coming up in the trash?
The Tiger King. Woo! Meat grinder! Woo! That's it.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.